Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Morning, Mr. Coach.
Hey, Dob, how was your weekend?
Yeah, you know how the other single coaches and I have been going down to the Barracuda Club to meet girls?
Yeah.
Well, usually I wear my Breakers jacket and my hat, my coach's shirt, and pretty girls come up and talk to me all night long. But lately, I've started to feel like that's all they cared about. Like, they didn't want to get to know the real me.
Mm. Well, if it bothers you, stop wearing your stuff.
That's exactly what I did Friday night. I took off all my Breakers stuff, and I went to that club just like a regular person.
What happened?
It's great, Coach. They made me wait in the line for like 3 hours. There were all these beautiful girls standing in line, and none of them would talk to me. And then finally it was closing time, they told me to go home.
And that was great?
Yeah, because I felt like for once, people were responding to the real me.
Did you go back Saturday night?
Yeah.
Did you wear your Breaker stuff?
Yeah.
Did you get lucky?
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine. I need to talk to you guys.
What's the matter?
I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to say it. Quincy died this weekend.
What?
I just came home Friday night and found him.
Oh, Luth.
Oh, jeez, Luth, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Hayden.
You okay?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be okay. It's kind of a rough weekend, but I'm okay, considering.
Is there anything we can do?
No, really, Hayden. I'm going to be all right. I had a couple of days to think about him, you know. Now, here's an old dog. He's been slowing down quite a bit the last couple of months. I should have seen it coming. He used to love to try to bite the mailman. Lately, he'd just been walking up to the slot trying to bite the mail.
Well, you know, Luth, you did give him a good life.
Hey, you rescued him from the pound, and he had 6 great years because of you.
Yeah, I know. I'm okay about it. I mean, don't worry about me, guys. You know, these things happen.
Do you want to take a few days off or something?
Why? I just had 2 days off.
What do you want to do?
We got a lot of work to do, don't we? So let's get to work.
Are you sure?
Really, I appreciate your concern. You're good friends, but, you know, I had my weekend. It's time to move on.
Hi, honey.
Hi. How was your day?
Well, I got some bad news. Quincy died.
Oh, no. Oh, poor Luther. He must be devastated.
You would think. But actually, he's taken it pretty well.
Luther?
Yeah, I know. It surprised me, too. I mean, heck, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, he cried for 2 hours when Dobber ate the last ring ding. Now he comes in, tells us Quincy died on Friday. He's been grieving all weekend, and he seems okay.
And you believe him?
Well, I mean, he seemed fine, honey. We went out and had ribs for lunch. He had his usual rack and a half. You know? He was his usual self. He just seemed okay. I mean, I gotta tell you, I'm really pretty proud of him.
Are you sure he wasn't just covering up his feelings in front of you? I mean, he knows how you've always felt about Quincy.
How did I feel about Quincy?
Come on, you never liked him.
Sure I like Quincy.
Then how come every time you went over to Luther's, you put your feet up on him?
He liked that. Dogs like serving a purpose.
As a footstool?
That was his purpose.
I am sure that Luther is not okay about this. He loved that dog.
Yes, he loved that dog, but it was a dog, and Luther is a man. A man and his dog do special things together. They do man-dog things. Okay? Yeah. A dog is a man's companion. He's always there for you, but no matter how attached you may get to him, it is always understood that you are going to last longer than the dog. So, from the time a man first brings his dog home, he prepares himself for that day so that when the dog does die, it's not that big a shock. And then he goes out and he gets a new dog and he goes on with his life. And the dead dog understands.
Well, that is very touching. And I have no problem believing that you feel that way. But Luther is only acting okay because he would be embarrassed not to in front of you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Luth.
Come on in.
Hello, Luther.
How you doing? You want to sit in? You didn't come over for dinner, did you?
No.
Okay, because I just got the one meatloaf.
I heard about Quincy, Luther. I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Christina. Quincy always loved you.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine.
See? Told you. Christine thought you were just acting perfectly fine for my benefit.
Oh, it's silly. Why would I do that? I mean, you have to be mature about these things. I had a dog and he went bye-bye.
I just thought your relationship with Quincy went a little deeper than that.
No deeper than that. It was just the dog.
Can we go now?
Luther, when I was a little girl, I used to have tea parties with my cat, Mr. Muffins. We'd wear matching bows in our hair and sip from little china teacups. Well, then one day Mr. Muffins died, but I wasn't willing to accept the fact that my best friend was gone, so I continued to have the tea parties, pretending that he was still there. Then finally, one day, after a couple of weeks, it just suddenly hit me that Mr. Muffins was gone and he was never coming back. Well, I cried for a week, but then I started to feel better, and my mother helped me write a goodbye letter to Mr. Muffins, which we mailed up to heaven, and then I was able to move on.
When I was a little boy, we used to throw dirt bombs at girls like you, right?
What I'm trying to say is that when you lose a loved one, it's not healthy to pretend that everything is the same. It's just okay to mourn and to feel sad for a period of time.
Yeah, but Luther did that for a whole weekend. How long you expected to mourn for a dog? I mean, especially, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, Quincy, I mean, he was kind of stationary. Now you... You don't have to worry about getting home to some old dog. It frees you up to do other things.
Like what?
Well, you know, like getting out more and having fun. You don't have to keep worrying about getting home to take care of some dog.
Some dog? And some dog? This is Quincy we're talking about. And I love taking care of him. And I love coming home because he's waiting for me because he needed me. I don't know how you can say that.
Well, Luth, I was just...
You never liked Quincy in the first place. You're all the time making fun of him. He wasn't just some dog of his best friend I ever had.
Look at what you did. I knew we should have stayed out of this.
Yeah, that's right. You should have stayed out of this. Now just get out. Go on, get out.
Oh, Luther, I'm so sorry.
I'd like to be alone now. Please go.
Luther, I'm sorry.
If there's anything that we can do...
There's nothing you can do. Nothing anybody can do.
I need to talk to you.
Doris, we're kind of working here.
You know my dear friend, Tita Cole?
Oh, right. Yeah, the one you sit with at all the games. The one that wears the orange turban.
That's her hair. Anyway, Tita's granddaughter, Clementine, is having a ballet recital tonight, and Tita wants her to perform.
Dance recital?
I am asking this as the owner of a football team that hasn't won a game all season. So I will see you all there tonight here. So where's Lucer?
He's got the day off.
Why?
His dog died.
What?
Doris, you gotta understand, they had a very special relationship.
Oh, of course. I know. Quincy, right? He was adorable. Oh, dear, the poor man.
No, I don't think he's going to be up to going to some dance recital.
Well, of course he won't be. How can you even think about a stupid dance recital at a time like this? What are you, made of stone? I'm just too upset to go now. Here, you can take Christine.
Leave me alone. Go away! Doris! Geez, you look like a head.
Well, then imagine what I look like to your neighbors. Please, will you open the door? Not yet, not yet!
Doris, what are you doing here?
Well, Hayden told me about Quincy, and I wanted to tell you how sorry I am. See, I know how hard it is to deal with this kind of tragedy.
Sure you do.
I take it that's Quincy's collar around your neck?
That's right. Not embarrassed about it either. Tired of hiding my feelings.
You know, when my first Charlie died, I slept in his doghouse for a month.
You did?
Yes.
That was a little crazy.
Well, it was pretty big. Used to be the neighbor's house. I loved Charlie. I loved all my Charlies. So I know what you're going through.
Zach, I just can't believe how much I miss him. He was always so sensitive to my feelings. I mean, if I came home in a sad mood, then he'd be in a sad mood with those droopy eyes and that long face. And if I came home in a happy mood, he'd be in a happy mood with those droopy eyes and that sad face.
You know, I've always loved Basset Hounds. I'm really sorry Charlie didn't really get to know Quincy.
Well, you always think you have all the time in the world. This was his little tug toy. We used to pull on it for hours.
Look how chewed up it is.
That was my end. His little sun hat. God, he hated wearing this. And this was his wagon. Quincy was never much of a walker. We pulled him around all the time in that.
May I ask you something? Was Quincy the kind of dog that would have wanted you to be like this?
Oh, he'd been like anybody, be unhappy, especially me. Wouldn't you like to have a good time?
Did he like parties?
He loved parties. If he heard the word cake, he'd knock you over. We were so much alike.
Maybe we should hold a party for Quincy. Not to mourn his death, but to celebrate his life. People do this all the time for their pets. Don't you think he'd like that?
Sure, but...
We'll go all out. We'll plan it together, and I'll pick up the tab.
You do that for us?
Of course.
It's really nice of you, Doris. Thank you. You're really a good friend. I'd like for you to have this. Maybe you and Charlie could have as much fun with it as us.
That's really sweet, Luther. Could we have the little hat instead?
All right, if everybody takes a seat, I'd like to get it started here. I got to get the formal part of the evening over so we can all enjoy the party. First of all, I would like to thank all of you for coming. As you know, for a while there, I was feeling pretty down about losing Quincy. And then, as a good friend told me, this isn't a time to be sad. It's time to celebrate a great life that we're all lucky enough to be a part of. So now I'd like to have some of Quincy's closest friends come up here and share some memories of him.
I'm Michael Dubinsky. I used to live in the same building with Luther and Quincy, and sometimes I would walk Quincy, like when Luther was sick or too full. I gotta say, Quincy was the most considerate dog that I ever met. I only had to walk 5 steps from the front door, and he'd do his business. He was good that way. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Christine Armstrong. I'll never forget how Luther would call Quincy for dinner, and he couldn't get any traction on the linoleum. Well, Quincy, not Luther. And you would just hear his little paws scratching, and he'd run in place for about 30 seconds before he was getting gear. Well, thank you.
That was your special thought, Christine. Thank you.
It's your turn.
No.
Look at Luther.
I don't really know what to say about Quincy. I mean, for a dog that didn't get around very much, we sure got into some wild times, didn't we? I remember the time when I was about to get a few million from Mrs. Risendoe for their new athletic facility at Minnesota State until Quincy deflowered her prized Afghan. Ah, and then there was the time that Quincy bit the crotch right out of the pants of the band leader. And we had to spring him from death row. Well, I guess we got a few more good years out of him, right, Luth? But nothing compares to the time when Quincy ate Jimmy Johnson's Super Bowl ring. We waited up all night just to see it again. Yes, sir. Well, I can honestly tell you that my life will not be the same without Quincy.
Well, that's wonderful, eh? Wasn't that wonderful? And now, Quincy's best friend, Samson, would like to get the party started with some special treats. Quincy's favorite song. How much is that call? How much is that call in the window?
I do hope that dog is for sale. How much is that dog?
Early.
Yeah, Luth, it's 10 o'clock. Come on, open
well,
up.
The party went kind of late last night. I need to sleep in.
Oh, I'm not going to stay. I just want to drop off something.
What?
Oh, Hayden. Hey. Hello, Quincy. Hello, little Quincy. Oh, Hayden, thanks.
I just wanted to do something that would make you feel good.
Me too.